WPRN Public Radio is supported by the Built on Dreams Media Network and from listeners like you. Thank you.
Tampa has the nation's highest homelessness rate, with 16,000 homeless individuals, including one-fifth being children, caused by factors like increasing rent costs and the expiration of pandemic-related protections. The Tampa-St. area is well known for its beautiful beaches. The Tampa-St. area is worth visiting. The Petersburg metropolitan area is known for its major issue with homelessness, having the highest rate in the country. The area has a homelessness rate of 57 per 10,000 residents. The number of individuals without stable housing in the area is roughly 16,000, highlighting the severity of the crisis. A troubling statistic emerges within this population. 20% of the homeless individuals are children, highlighting the severe impact of homelessness on society's most vulnerable members. 1. The crisis saw a surge in public attention, particularly during significant occasions such as the Republican National Convention, but resolving it will still demand consistent effort and resources. The homeless population in Tampa is diverse, consisting of individuals, families, and a significant number of veterans. The high rate of homelessness can be attributed to various factors, including the expiration of pandemic-era social safety net programs, rising rent costs, and the termination of COVID-era protections. The convergence of these elements has further intensified an already dire situation, making it challenging for residents to obtain stable housing. Local organizations like Metropolitan Ministries and Safe Harbor Shelter have played a crucial role in offering temporary housing and support to homeless families, demonstrating the community's resilience and compassion in challenging times. Yet, the rising need for such services emphasizes the ongoing necessity for holistic, sustainable answers to this multifaceted problem. Homelessness in the United States has brought the Petersburg metropolitan area into the spotlight, as it holds the unfortunate record for the highest homelessness rate in the country. Addressing the needs of 16,000 homeless individuals is a profound challenge in the area, with 57 for every 10,000 residents. The urgent nature of this social crisis is emphasized by the fact that children make up one-fifth of the affected population. The issue gained widespread attention during the Republican National Convention, serving as a sharp contrast to the political events and raising awareness about the homeless population in Tampa. The situation in Tampa highlights a wider societal problem that demands urgent and ongoing efforts to help those impacted. Florida has experienced a significant increase in unsheltered individuals in 2023, with a staggering figure of 15,482, affecting families and veterans. Homelessness in the Tampa Bay area has reached a record high, reflecting a statewide trend. The sharp increase demonstrates the worsening housing crisis in the area, leading to urgent demands for extensive assistance and intervention plans. The complexity of the homeless issue in Tampa is heightened by the diversity within the population, as each demographic group has unique challenges in accessing necessary services. Whether it's veterans coping with PTSD or families in need of stable housing, the diverse range of needs underscores the importance of personalized support systems. Within the homeless population, specific demographics have surfaced as more prominent, emphasizing the importance of targeted aid initiatives. Tampa's homeless population includes a significant number of children, who require immediate attention for stability and security. The presence of numerous homeless children in Tampa signifies a severe crisis and has long-term socioeconomic implications for the community. It is essential to address the specific challenges faced by these demographics, such as education and healthcare access, to minimize the negative impact of homelessness on younger generations. The surge in the city necessitates a multifaceted and inclusive approach to address the specific needs of Tampa's homeless population. The surge in homelessness in the Tampa-St. region is a result of various socioeconomic factors, with the expiration of pandemic-era social safety net programs being the main contributor. Without proper long-term solutions, the programs that helped vulnerable populations during the COVID-19 crisis came to an end, leaving many without a safety net. The abrupt ending has significantly fueled the increase in homelessness, demonstrating the precarious balance between stability and vulnerability for those on the economic fringes. In addition to the situation becoming more complex, housing costs in the Tampa area have surged dramatically. The expiration of COVID-era measures has left many residents exposed to the realities of a fiercely competitive housing market. Increasing rental prices have surpassed income growth for numerous people, rendering affordable housing unattainable and causing a rise in homelessness. The issue is worsened by the fact that homelessness among certain groups, like seniors and families with children, is not accurately reported. The need for targeted interventions and support is emphasized by the significant increases in homelessness experienced by these groups. The case of Metropolitan Ministries highlights the crucial role that local organizations play in addressing the homeless crisis by providing temporary housing and support for families in need. However, their endeavors alone cannot halt the surge of homelessness, underscoring the pressing requirement for all-encompassing and enduring resolutions. The Tampa Saint local organizations and government bodies in the Petersburg metropolitan area have made commendable efforts to address homelessness. Homeless families find hope and support at Metropolitan Ministries, which offers temporary housing and comprehensive services. This organization goes beyond just providing shelter by emphasizing the holistic well-being of individuals and families, including access to food, healthcare, and education. Their efforts are vital in creating a solid foundation for those impacted to rebuild their lives. The Safe Harbor Shelter provides an innovative response for homeless individuals, serving as an alternative to incarceration. Safe Harbor provides shelter and essential services to tackle the underlying causes of homelessness, including unemployment and substance abuse, to help individuals break the cycle. Not only does this initiative benefit those involved, but it also saves taxpayers money by reducing incarceration expenses. The compassionate and understanding approach of Tampa's mayor and police department towards homelessness, especially during high-profile events like the Republican National Convention, is commendable. The city has opted against removing homeless individuals from public spaces, demonstrating a commitment to respecting the dignity and rights of all citizens, regardless of their housing status. Instead of punitive measures, this approach emphasizes empathy and support when addressing homelessness. Homelessness is becoming more prevalent among specific groups like older adults, families, veterans, and children in the Tampa-St. region. The challenges of the Petersburg metropolitan area require customized solutions. The issue of elder homelessness has become critical, emphasizing the need for improved health services and research to address the factors contributing to homelessness among older adults. Focusing on housing issues, substance abuse, mental health, and service utilization, a study comparing surveys on elder homelessness suggests a deeper exploration of this population's needs. The crisis in Tampa is further complicated by the disproportionate impact of homelessness on families and veterans. The high number of children among the homeless population is particularly worrisome, with 1 in 5 homeless individuals in Tampa being children. Their immediate health and safety are not the only things affected by this situation. It also has significant long-term implications for their development and well-being. Veterans, who have dedicated their service to the nation, often face difficult circumstances and struggle with issues such as PTSD, which can lead to homelessness. More comprehensive veteran-specific interventions and support systems are necessary, as highlighted by their situation. Metropolitan Ministries and Safe Harbor Shelter have stepped in to offer temporary housing and support for homeless families and veterans, addressing both the immediate and underlying causes of homelessness. Although praiseworthy, these efforts highlight the continuous requirement for specialized support programs that address the unique needs of Tampa Bay's most vulnerable communities. The growing need for housing help in Tampa is putting a lot of pressure on organizations such as Metropolitan Ministries. Due to high demand, the organization that offers temporary housing and support to homeless families has frequently reached its maximum capacity, emphasizing the immediate necessity for increased resources and community engagement. The issue is made worse in Hillsborough County, where the homeless population is increasing but affordable housing is not. The disparity between housing supply and demand underscores the critical need for creative, sustainable housing solutions that tackle the root causes of homelessness and preempt future crises. Addressing homelessness in Tampa requires a joint effort to develop effective reduction and prevention strategies. Collaboration between government agencies, nonprofits, and community stakeholders is crucial to both improving access to support services and fostering a more inclusive society with reduced homelessness risk. Among the homeless population, there are underlying issues such as unemployment, mental health, and substance abuse that need to be addressed. The city needs a comprehensive and adaptable approach to address homelessness, providing safe and affordable housing for all with necessary support.